Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Democratic delegates are arriving in Charlotte, North Carolina today, ahead of this week's three-day convention. Meanwhile, President Obama is on the campaign trail today in the critical state of Ohio, and later on today, he heads to Louisiana to get his first look at the aftermath of Hurricane Isaac. On Thursday, he'll address the convention. Here and Now's Robin Young is there now. Robin, what's the mood in Charlotte?
Well, it's incredibly upbeat, Sasha. This is an unfair comparison with Tampa, which is bracing for a hurricane, because Charlotte is hosting the annual Labor Day event known as Carolina Fest right outside the convention. So it's just blocks of booths celebrating the region, NASCAR, farming. There are troops of builders building a house for Habitat for Humanity. So there's a lot of excitement here. Of course, it's a Labor Day event without labor because it's a right-to-work state. So unions are pretty upset about that, not participating as much. But still, it's just the mood is just tremendous.
And so even though the convention doesn't officially start until tomorrow, what have you been able to figure out about the Democrats' political strategy now that they've heard what the Republicans had to say at their convention last week?
Well, we already know that the Democrats are trying to take care of a problem today. Maryland's governor and the head of the Democratic Governors Association, Martin O'Malley, who's a rising star in the party, came to CNN today with a broom because he wanted to symbolically express that he's trying to clean up the mess some Democrats made yesterday. They were asked on the Sunday talk shows if they think that people are better off than they were 4 years ago, and they didn't have an answer for that. So that's one of the things that President Obama and the Democrats have to address this week. How does President Obama get across his economic agenda, especially after the battering he took last week from Republicans? There's a consultant, Tad Devine, who's suggesting that he steal a line from Ronald Reagan, who said, our opponents began this campaign hoping that America has a poor memory. Well, let's take a little stroll down memory lane, shall we? Those are Ronald Reagan's words. Some are saying President Obama should do that. Others are saying he has to address the line, you didn't build it. And he could possibly point to Charlotte. Charlotte is a town that's booming in some ways, but also its economy is flagging. And yet, the nightlife is booming. Colleagues here have been raving about the light rail getting in and out of town. And this compares to Tampa, where, as we reported, there's a Tea Party-led aversion to investment in infrastructure. So President Obama might say, this is what I mean. You know, it's government that builds you roads that helps cities thrive. And, of course, President Obama, speaking to all Americans, will be speaking also to African Americans, people wondering how are they responding to his change of mind on gay marriage. He now says he accepts it. We spoke with the pastor of the Little Rock AME Zion Church here in Charlotte. He is very much against gay marriage, but he's sticking with President Obama. We'll have that story for you tomorrow. Here's some sounds from the church as we say goodbye, Sasha.
That's Here and Now host Robin Young in Charlotte at the Democratic National Convention. And Robin, we look forward to hearing more from you tomorrow.
Sure enough.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock is also in Charlotte. He's been following some of the protests against everything from big banks to U.S. immigration policy.
Just after a heavy thunderstorm, the No Papers, No Fear bus tour came rolling into Charlotte Saturday night, with a brightly painted bus pulling into the El Cielo Church. The tour got started in Phoenix in July. Charlotte was the final stop for the bus of undocumented men and women, day laborers, house cleaners, all tired, they said, of hiding.
No papers!
No fear!
No papers!
No fear!
No papers!
No fear!
Gerardo Torres is a 41-year-old handyman. He came to the U.S. from Mexico. The money he sends home, he said, helps his parents raise his brothers and sisters.
After living all this time, like hiding, and then you come out of the shadows, it's just so powerful that you just lose the fear.
Kimmy Bello came here from Nigeria with her parents when she was just 13.
One of the things that we say a lot now is the more out you are, the safer you are. In case anything ever were to happen, in case you were ever put in detention or put in deportation, more people know about you, more people already know your story.
The No Papers, No Fear riders were also part of yesterday's March on Wall Street South, which targeted Bank of America. Protesters said big banks aren't doing enough to prevent foreclosures. Lena Thorne came to Charlotte from Houston. She was protesting drone strikes in Pakistan.
No matter who's the president next, we're going to be dealing with drone strikes. We're going to be dealing with indefinite detention. The Democratic Party has actually gotten people to go along with things that they wouldn't have gone along with under George Bush.
Several hundred people marched about 3 miles, accompanied by what seemed to be an equal number of police, including Charlotte's police chief, Rodney Monroe.
We should never be afraid to talk to one another. I think we all want the best, not only for ourselves, but for the community as a whole. And with that, we've gotten that. We've gotten great cooperation.
That's Charlotte Police Chief Rodney Monroe ending that report from Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. We'll be back tomorrow with more convention news from Charlotte.